It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Q104, Adele is getting close to wrapping up her Las Vegas residency.
She has been on that for forever.
It seems like forever, but it really hasn't been. It's only been since 2022.
I know that I was reading something about her a couple weeks ago. She said she is about to take a long break from music. Well deserved.
Yeah, it does say that.
Well, because she also did her residency in Germany the middle of this, too. So she's just done residency after residency.
Yeah, Adele says she's getting a little sad about her residency coming to an end. She says, this show has been my best friend, and it's enriched her personal life, not just her career. She's been playing at Caesar's Palace since 2022. I never had the urge to buy a ticket, though, to go see the show.
I had friends in San Diego that actually just went last weekend.
Did they really?
It looked amazing. Like, it looked absolutely incredible, but it's Adele, so who's surprised?
So we are the Q Morning Show on Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa, and we are excited about this.
The Cleveland Cavaliers just keep on winning. The Cavs, for the first time in the 55-year history of the franchise, have won 9 straight games to open the season, and head coach Kenny Atkinson now stands alone as the first coach in NBA history to win his first 9 games to begin a season with a new club. Keep on smiling and enjoying the ride, Cleveland.
We are.
It's fun.
We are enjoying that ride, John Michael.
Man, it's like they're on fire right now.
It's so much fun to watch them.
Are you starting to get like nervous? Like the more wins that we rack up with no losses, I'm like starting to get nervous about losing. I'm like, how long can we keep this going?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I'm not nervous about it. I know they're going to lose eventually.
You don't know that.
But like John Michael says, I want to enjoy this ride. And yeah, I don't know. They're not going to go 82-0.
But what if they do?
That'd be impossible. No one's ever done it.
What if they're the first? That could be crazy.
But another team that has won a lot of games in a row, and I don't know if anybody still considers them to be our arch rival, but
I do.
The Golden State Warriors will be here on Friday night.
You want to know something funny?
Tomorrow night.
You know how you can name like the Wi-Fi that is on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Like you can name if you have like a hotspot.
Mm-hmm.
I named mine Warriors Blew a 3-1 lead.
It's still that's what it's titled.
So that anytime I'm in like an airport or anything, I'm just hoping I like ruin somebody's day when they go to like log on to Wi-Fi and they're like, "Who is this? Who did this?" And I'm like.
That's interesting. That may also be something similar to what I have for a password for one of my email accounts.
Well, at least that's private.
Yeah.
You going to tell us what it is?
No, I'm not going to be specific about that. Not going to tell you what that might be. It's not worth it.
No?
I don't want anybody in my emails.
Do you want to put your credit card number out there, too?
It's Q104. So I had my own jump scare this morning. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa, I love working downtown. It's one of my favorite things.
Uh-huh.
But when you work downtown, sometimes you got to be on your toes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's never a dull day in downtown.
Especially when you're driving downtown just before 5 a.m. Because I get off my exit on 9th Street and I'm traveling north on 9th Street trying to, you know, get to the radio station. And I notice a guy on the sidewalk. And as I'm traveling down 9th Street, he steps into the road right in front of me. And I'm like, ah!
Sir!
Slammed on the brakes. I mean, he just stepped off the curb right in front of my car.
Oh, my gosh. Do you think he did it? Did he do it on purpose?
I think he might have. But then he got back onto the curb, and I kept driving. Uh-huh. And I looked behind me, and then he just crossed the street.
Oh.
So I don't know if he was going to cross the street at that moment.
Maybe he was like half awake.
Didn't see the car coming.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, that is a, you know, a rush to the system there.
It's that'll wake you up better than any cup of coffee.
Speaking of coffee, when I pulled into the parking garage, do you do this when you pull into the parking garage? Because you're new to the parking garage, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you look into the cars like next to you?
No.
I just can't help but look sometimes.
What? Oh my gosh, you're so nosy. No, I never do that. I'm not a peeping Tom.
I just looked into the car next to me, and this person has Starbucks cups all over the car. Like, there's two of them in the cup holder. There was another one laying on the passenger seat. This person likes their Starbucks.
Yeah, I hope nobody has ever judged me based on my car. If you looked at my car right now, you would find, like, leftover stuff that we have not unpacked. We have a vacuum in there. We have our Swiffer. I have a full-length mirror, some boxes. Like, I'm just like, oh, well, we'll get it out eventually.
Yeah, my car the same, especially with two boys who sit in that back seat and treat it like, you know, it's their bedroom or, you know, their own personal space.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a disaster back there. In fact, even on this show, we have played the game before. How many water bottles are in my back seat?
Oh, that's a dangerous game to play.
I think the answer was 17 one time.
17?
I think so.
Full-size bottles?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that was the high score, the high count that morning.
Well, if nothing else, y'all are hydrated. That's for sure.
We'll have to bring that game back someday for you, Alyssa, so you can play.
Yeah, I don't think I would do very well in that game. I keep my reusable water bottle, my emotional support water bottle at all times. And my husband, Bryce, really doesn't drink water, to my dismay. He only consumes Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
And I'm not being dramatic when I say that.
Speaking of Starbucks, if you enjoy your Starbucks every day, I believe today they are rolling out their holiday menu.
Yeah, today's the day. They got their holiday cups out, the holiday menu out. So if you're feeling a little extra festive...
Yeah.
There you go. That's how you can start your morning.
Do they ever run out of those red cups?
I would hope not. They're just red cups. And even if they do, I mean, it's not like their colors aren't green.
Oh, they have green ones as well?
Yeah, it's Starbucks.
Q104, good morning. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So Monday, this upcoming Monday, is Veterans Day. And Alyssa and I have the opportunity to take that day off. And we're discussing it right now because I did not think that was a holiday. I mean, I know it's a holiday. And it's
neither of us thought we had it off, though.
Right.
This is news.
I don't remember having it off in previous years. And my kids have school on Monday.
Yeah.
So we're kind of figuring out, all right, do we take that day off? So if you're listening right now, we want to be here if you're here. So if you are working on Monday, maybe just send us a text.
Let us know that you'll be tuning in and listening and still on your way to work that morning.
Yeah, 216-474-0104. Just a quick, I'll be here on Monday or something like that. Or maybe we should do a poll on Instagram today.
Ooh, that's a good idea. At the Q Morning Show on Instagram.
My kids have school on Monday, on Veterans Day, but they don't have school today and tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Because of teacher conferences.
Oh, lucky. What are they doing with all this free time?
I don't know what they're going to do today. Will actually wanted to come to work with me.
And you didn't bring him.
Well, I didn't clear that with you first. So I said, well,
oh my God,
let me clear it with Alyssa first and then maybe we'll find a day.
I mean, honestly, I feel like you would get so annoyed with me and Will, you'd just be menaces.
I think that Will would be bored.
You think he would be bored?
Most people who come in and hang out with us for any extended period of time eventually get bored.
That is true. Yeah, we do just kind of sit here and wait to talk again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he would be bored, and it's too early for him to get up.
Mm.
But there's teacher conferences going on right now. I don't think we're meeting with any of Will's teachers. He's in eighth grade. But Drew's teacher, we are meeting with him today at 4 o'clock. So we've really have had no interaction with him outside of Paula getting a phone call from the teacher the other day about not having that signed permission slip. We talked about that on the show the other day.
Is this like a requested conference, or is this just like an everybody meets with the teacher type of thing?
It's everybody meets with the teacher, although they did specify when they sent out the request forms. They said if we send out a form that says there's no need to meet with the teacher, you might get one of those. We did not get one of those. The teacher wants to meet with us to talk about Drew.
Oh, boy.
Now, last year, when he was in third grade, Paul and I met with the teacher, and we went in and we were, you know, steeling ourselves for the bad news that was about to come.
Uh-huh.
Like, we were like, you know, this is going to be awful. She's going to have so many bad things to say.
Yeah, parent-teacher conferences always made me so nervous. Even though I was, like, a pretty good kid, I always got so nervous.
You were afraid about what your teacher
yes.
was going to say about you to your parents.
Exactly.
We were expecting the worst last year, and we got this glowing review about Drew.
Like, where they're like, he's such an angel.
And he's so helpful in class.
A pleasure to have in the classroom.
And I'm like, we're Drew's parents.
Are you sure we're talking about the right kid?
We're Bill and Paula. Is this the right time? Are we in the right classroom? So I hopefully something similar will happen today, just like that.
Is it bad that like I almost hope that there is some tea?
About Drew?
Yeah, I'm sure that there won't be. But like I love some good gossip.
The parent in me hopes that it's another great review and maybe there's some tips on how we can maximize his learning potential or something like that. That's the parent in me.
Right.
The guy that hosts this radio show who needs
content,
good content and
right.
stories to tell every day. I'm hoping that there's something in that conversation today that I can tell on the radio show tomorrow. For sure. Absolutely.
Okay. I'm glad we're in the same boat here.
We have good vibes on the way this morning at 6:55. Hash it out at 7:25 this morning. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Thank you for hanging with us this morning.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Good morning. Who's this?
Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sheffield Lake.
Do you have a good vibe to share?
Yes. I just found out yesterday that my third baby is going to be a girl.
Congratulations!
Thank you. My husband and I both want a girl very bad. We were going to be happy no matter what, but that was our fingers crossed kind of moment. And we found out yesterday, and it was my dad's birthday. I got to tell him on his birthday too.
Aww.
Are you sharing this with everybody in your family, or are you using us to do it?
No, everyone knows. We sent a video of the kids opening a box with balloons in it, so.
Oh, are they so excited, too?
They are. My daughter went back and forth, but ultimately, with her 7-year-old wisdom, said, I'm just happy with whatever. And, yeah, she's real wise like that, so.
The best part about having sisters with a 7-year age gap, because I can speak to this, my sister and I also have a 7-year age gap, they'll never fight.
Right.
Like, there's too much age there. Like, they're not going to be fighting over clothes and makeup, and they'll probably just be friends.
I have older sisters, too, with a large age gap, and we get along so well.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Yep, I'm very excited.
So, Rachel, when will your baby girl be joining the rest of us?
Around March 25th.
Excellent.
Also, more to the good news, my brother and sister-in-law are due a week before us.
Oh my gosh. Baby fever.
Wow. Yes. Oh, so the holidays are going to look a little crazy for you in 2025.
Oh, definitely. We are very excited.
Thank you for sharing that good vibe, Rachel. We really appreciate you calling this morning.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
216-474-0104. Your good vibes every morning on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. All right, Alyssa, so what am I missing out by not being on TikTok?
Oh, boy, you're missing out on so much content. I think every day, I'm like, how is this app free? There's no way that this content can all be free. But I came across this. Actually, I came across it a couple weeks ago for the first time, but I started seeing more pop up into my feed yesterday. Absolute brain rot. Do you know what brain rot is?
Pretty much anything that I ever see on TikTok or Instagram Reels.
Yes, but it's the stuff that you're like, what? What is this? What is this? Whatever. Like, okay. But I found this guy that has put out literally thousands of songs using people's names. He personalizes the songs, and they're all about poop.
And you said, you know what? I got to share this with Bill.
I did. I was like, he's done so many names. Like, I'm looking right now. He's released 64 albums with 50 songs each. Like, if you're on TikTok, just search your name and poop song. And I almost guarantee that there is a song to get you through your next bathroom trip. There's one for me. If you want to go ahead and play it.
All right. This is your poop song.
This is my poop song.
Alyssa poop. Alyssa poop. Alyssa, 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 Alyssa poop.
That's all it is.
Alyssa poop, 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 poop. Alyssa poop.
And these videos have so many views. And there's so many of these videos. Like, I even found one for you.
Oh, good.
Billy, 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 poop, poop. Billy, 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 poop, 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 poop. Billy, Billy, Billy. Billy, Billy, poop, 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 poop.
So that is what you're missing on TikTok. Have I convinced you to download it yet?
I have a 13-year-old. I have a 9-year-old. And I have you.
There you go. There you go. I'm sure that they've seen these too. Ask them about the poop song when you get home.
Oh, I will. I'll ask them.
I'm sure they know all about it.
I like to be able to relate to them.
And there you go. That's the perfect way to do it.
Thank you for my poop song.
You're so welcome.
I might need it a couple times today. Who knows?
I hope you enjoyed it.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning. We're going to hash it out this morning. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. We have coworkers. Let's bring in Trudy right now. Trudy, tell me about Kayla. Is she a work bestie or are you guys just coworkers? Tell me about your relationship at your work.
I mean, we're coworkers. We're friendly. You know, we say hello to each other in the lunchroom when we see each other. But, you know, we've been working together for almost a year now.
Okay, so not work besties.
No.
You work at the same place, you're coworkers.
We are coworkers, yes.
And how long have you been there?
I've been there for 6 years.
And so what's the issue between you and Kayla?
Well, here's the thing. I have been parking in the same spot for 6 years. 6 years. And Kayla just, her schedule recently changed and she's coming in like 30 minutes before me and she started parking in my spot.
Oh, okay. Wait, so it's your spot. Do you have like actual assigned parking at your workplace?
I mean, no, not assigned parking, but everybody knows this is my parking spot. You know, everybody kind of parks in the same spot every day and this has been my spot for 6 years. And all of a sudden, Kayla's parking in my spot.
Ah, I see.
How long has Kayla been with the company? Did we ask that?
Kayla's been there about a year now, I think, but definitely not as long as me. I for sure have seniority over her on this spot.
And how long is that again?
6 years.
6 years.
6 years she's been parking in this spot.
Yes.
Well, Kayla graciously has agreed to come on the show with us this morning as well to address this issue. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning.
So how would you like to respond to Trudy?
I think you guys asked the right question. Like, we don't have assigned parking spots. Like, I didn't pay attention, and I wasn't realizing that I parked in her spot. And I feel like she just kind of freaked out about it a little bit. And it is first come, first serve. I don't understand what the big deal is.
The big deal is that's my spot. I've been parking there for 6 years. I don't understand why you couldn't. I mean, I'm sure when you come in, because you're coming in earlier, there's a spot next to where I park. On the other side where I park, why do you have to park in my spot? That's my spot.
I mean, there's, like, a bunch of other people are coming in at that time, too. And so, like, it is
usually the older spot. And none of them are parking in my spot.
Yeah, so there's a spot open. It's first come, first serve. I'm gonna park in the open spot. I don't understand what the big deal is.
That's my spot. I've been parking there for 6 years, and all of a sudden, you're parking there, and I just don't understand why you can't park where you parked when you came in later.
All right, ladies, we're going to stop you right there. 216-474-0104. We are ready to hash this out.
I've never heard someone so passionate about a parking spot.
Alyssa, how has it been with you parking? You're parking in the parking garage now, right?
Yeah.
Are you parking in the same spot every day, or are you moving around a little bit?
No, I'm moving around. Hopefully I'm ruining somebody's day, like Trudy's day is ruined.
Is this one of those unwritten rules, though? It's like, you've been parking there.
I don't think so. I say it's a free-for-all, unless it is stated in a sign form that it says, like, this is so-and-so's spot. It's a free-for-all.
Okay, Trudy has been parking in the same spot for how many years, Trudy?
6 years.
6 years.
6 years. That's almost a common law marriage with this parking spot.
Yes.
Now this Kayla troublemaker is coming in a half hour early and parking in Trudy's spot. Should Kayla vacate the spot? 216-474-0104. Let's hash it out next on the Q Morning Show. Q104, we're trying to hash it out this morning between a couple of coworkers, Trudy and Kayla. Trudy has been parking in the same parking spot for, I forgot, she said how many years?
6 years!
Oh, yes, 6 years.
6 years, how could you forget?
And now Kayla, who I believe is younger than Trudy and has been the company...
For less time.
For less years, has been coming in about a half hour early and parking in Trudy's spot, and she is not happy about it. I know we have Katie in North Olmsted. Katie, you think that Kayla's doing this on purpose to mess with Trudy? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Because if it was me, I would do it on purpose, and I'm younger.
Just to annoy Trudy, this is what you would do?
Yeah, because she's being kind of a Karen, and it's, like, not the biggest deal ever that she's in your parking spot.
And it's not even hers.
Right, yeah, it's, like...
Like it's a matter of principle.
It is. It's not an assigned spot. I would understand if the spots were assigned.
Uh-huh.
I would get it. I would be on Trudy's side. However, the spots are not assigned.
Uh-huh.
And it's a parking lot. You can't just claim a spot as your own.
Katie in Green, another Katie calling in this morning. Whose side are you on here? Does Trudy have a case, or should Kayla continue to park in the spot that she's parking in?
So the Katies are on the same team today. I am on Kayla's side. Trudy is acting like a Karen. I would do what Kayla's doing just to be petty. And whose spot was it 6 years ago when Trudy took it over?
Oh, I have no
That's
idea.
That's a good question.
There's no way to know. How would we dive into the history of this company and their parking situation? I'm not sure.
I don't even know that Trudy would want to talk about that. It might be like talking about an ex. She seems very, very passionate about this spot.
Maybe the company started 6 years ago.
Maybe.
Trudy's one of the original employees. Christopher in Parma. Now, Christopher, you said that this happens to you at your work, so you could relate to Trudy here.
Yeah, so normally I'm normally the first one. So I park in a back lot. I work at Cleveland Public Power in the meter lab. And there's a back lot where we park. And normally I'm the first one in, so I park in this one spot. But sometimes if I'm, like, later, if I get to work a little late, one of my other coworkers will park in my spot. And, I mean, it's upsetting because I like my spot, but I just park in a different spot because it's really never that serious, in my opinion. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful or anything. But, you know, sometimes you just got to, you know, bite the bullet.
Christopher, I understand. I don't believe that you're being disrespectful, but you do not have assigned parking at your work.
No, we do not.
Okay. But still, that's kind of your spot. You're so used to parking there, you kind of identify with that.
Right.
I get where Trudy's coming from.
I mean, I get it, but I also agree with Christopher. It's not that serious. Like, there's a lot of other spots. I'm sure of it.
Unfortunately, there's just no way to enforce it.
No, there's no way to enforce it at all unless you actually assign spots to your employees.
The only thing I was thinking of was, what is that old phrase? You get more flies with honey. Is that what it is?
Never heard that phrase in my life, Bill.
It's an old-timey phrase.
I can tell.
It's even before my time. But I think that instead of complaining to Kayla and going to HR or coming to us or whatever she's doing here, maybe a box of donuts once a week or something like that, just to stay out of that spot. You know, kind of like bribery towards Kayla.
No, if I was Kayla, I'd keep parking in that spot.
I'm surprised Trudy doesn't come in an hour early just to get in that spot.
We are getting texts saying that. Like, if she really wants a spot, just come in way earlier than Kayla.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Easy peasy.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
I hope I don't embarrass myself, that's all.
Tori, you're not going to embarrass yourself. You're going to do great. Positive self-affirmation right now, Tori. It's Tori in Garrettsville who's going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a three-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your three questions?
Yes.
Here's number one. There are rumors about Jessica Simpson ending her marriage of 10 years with Eric Johnson. Who was Jessica Simpson's first husband?
Nick Lachey.
Question two. Which popular reality TV show follows the daily operations of the world-famous gold and silver pawn shop in Las Vegas run by the Harrison family?
Pawn Stars?
Question three. What was the first animal to ever be cloned?
I'm going to take a wild guess that it's a sheep.
Tori, you thought you might be embarrassed by your performance today?
Oh.
You went 3 for 3, baby.
Oh, yes. Awesome.
You can't do any better than that. Alyssa's got to be perfect today just to tie you.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
Feeling good about today. Feeling good about Alyssa going down. She is on her way back into the studio right now. Get in here, Alyssa. Get in here.
Oh, you sound a little too excited for me right now.
I want you to meet Tori from Garrettsville.
Oh, good morning, Tori.
Good morning, Alyssa.
She went a perfect 3 for 3 today.
I could have guessed that just based on Bill's tone.
Am I a little extra giddy?
You are. You are. You're always plotting my downfall.
Are you ready for your three questions, Alyssa, which are the same as Tori's? You just have to get all three correct today.
No pressure. Let's go.
And by the way, I'm not going to score you or give you the dinger. I'm just going to give you all three questions, and we'll let you know how you did at the end.
Okay.
Question one. There are rumors about Jessica Simpson ending her marriage of 10 years with Eric Johnson. Who was Jessica Simpson's first husband?
Nick Lachey.
Question two. Which popular reality TV show follows the daily operations of the world-famous gold and silver pawn shop in Las Vegas run by the Harrison family?
Pawn Stars.
Question three. What was the first animal to ever be cloned?
A sheep.
I know.
Ah,
I know, Tori.
There it is. Let's go.
Good job.
She went perfect as well. Alyssa got all three. Tori got all three.
Look at us go. Good job, Tori.
Good job, Alyssa.
You couldn't have done any better.
Hey, Tori, how about some movie passes? If you have nothing to do on Sunday afternoon, November 17th, we have the advanced screening of Wicked with Ariana Grande at the Phoenix Theaters at Great Northern Mall. Would you like to go?
I would. That would be awesome.
All right, let's get you some tickets.
Sweet. Thank you. My name is Tori, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. We were just talking with Tori, who won Alyssa's College of Knowledge, and we learned something about Tori as we were taking down her information. We both incorrectly guessed how to spell her first name. Do you remember how you spelled Tori's first name?
I mean, I thought that it was going to be T-O-R-I.
But it was not.
It was not.
What was it?
It was T-O-R-R-I-E. And we also learned from her that her name is not short for anything. It's not short for, like, Victoria. It's just Tori.
So would you call that a fast fashion name?
I don't know.
The reason why I ask this, because I just read this article on fast fashion baby names. And if you don't know what that is, and because I didn't know what it was when I was reading the article. So the names combine trending styles and naming together to create a one-of-a-kind of-the-moment name. For example, if you can't decide whether you want to name your baby daughter Sky or Lakeland, you put them together for Skylin. Let's say you have a grandma May. But her name sounds a little too old-fashioned for you, you can name your daughter Maylee. They call that a fast fashion name.
Oh, okay. I feel like I've been seeing this for years, but I always just think of, like, McKaylee is, like, one of the ones that I always, like, think of when I think of that.
Seems like a fast fashion name, right?
Yeah.
So I thought what we could do is play the fast fashion spelling bee.
Oh, boy.
So I have three fast fashion baby names. Three boys' names, three girls' names.
Okay.
I will give you the name. You tell me how you spell it.
Okay. As somebody that, like, really enjoys grammar, I feel like this might hurt my feelings a little bit.
All right. We'll start with the girls first. How do you spell Lainey?
Lainey. L-A-I-N-E-Y.
I'm sorry. It is L-A-Y-N-E-E.
You're joking me.
Try Lakeland.
L-A-K-E-L-A-N-D.
No, what you spelled Lakeland. I don't mean Lakeland the city. I mean Lakeland.
So L-A-K-E-L-I-N?
So close. It's L-Y-N.
Oh, of course. It's always a random Y in the middle of the name for no reason.
Spell Renly.
Renly?
Renly.
R-E-N-L-E-I-G-H.
Couldn't be more incorrect.
What?
W-R-E-N-L-E-E.
Oh, stop it. Like Ren. Like W-R-E. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Fast fashion baby names. We're doing a spelling bee. Let's go to the boys. How do you spell Aiden?
I feel like that was easy. A-I-D-E-N.
I'm sorry. It's E-Y-D-A-N.
Who is doing this?
The name Barry, the fast fashion baby names.
Oh my gosh. Please don't name your kids. If you can name your kids these names, don't spell it like this. They'll never find their name in a souvenir shop. Do you know how sad that is?
If you wanted to name your son Riot, how would you spell it?
I know it's going to be wrong. R-O-I-T.
It's R-Y-E-T-T. Riot. One more.
I wish you could see my face right now. I'm sitting in silence because I'm just stunned.
If you wanted to name your baby boy Wilder, how would you spell it?
W-I-L-D-E-R.
No. No, you're not getting this.
No. I'm not.
It's W-Y-L-D-E-R. How did you not get that?
Oh, sorry. I just keep forgetting that we put Y's in random places, apparently for baby names, just for funsies.
I thought you would have figured that out. There were six names there. All of them had, well, except for Renly, all of them had a Y in there.
I'm sorry. I'm spelling them the way that they should be spelled.
Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa, we're getting into something that should not be embarrassing, but it's something that happens to you, and it embarrasses you anyway. It shouldn't be embarrassing.
It's not an embarrassing thing. It's not like peeing your pants in public, but I'm talking about things like...
That should be embarrassing.
Well,
right.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah. It's not like that, but I'm talking about something like... Parallel parking, for instance. Why do I always feel so embarrassed when I'm trying to parallel park? Because I have to like straighten it out and pull up and back up and pull up and then back up and maybe hit a curb. And by that point, people are definitely watching and I'm just trying to park. But I'm always like so embarrassed when that happens.
That's a good one. However, I feel more embarrassed because I'm holding up traffic. Like there's someone behind me. And now they've got to sit there and wait until I get my car into the spot. However, I am such an excellent parallel parker.
Oh, stop it.
That it's not really an issue for me. Like I'm one and done.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Me and curbs, we're tight.
You are not a good parallel parker.
I am not a good parallel parker.
Let's write that down.
But I do it anyways.
We should do that. Like the parallel parking challenge. Like I park one time. How many times is it going to take me?
Oh my gosh, that'd be so bad. No, I literally failed maneuverability on my driving test the first time. So like there is factual evidence to back up the fact that I'm not good at parallel parking. But I got to thinking about this because the other day we were talking about my takeaways from being a new homeowner in Parma Heights.
Yeah.
And I'd said, I need to allot time in the morning to get out of my driveway. Every morning I'm like... I keep getting worried that like somebody's going to be like going down the street. It takes me like 5 minutes.
To get out of your driveway?
Just to get out of my driveway.
Will you walk me through this? Why would it take you so long? Because you're...
Because I'm not good at driving backwards.
So what are you doing? Driving across your lawn?
I'm trying not to, but I definitely have gone into the grass a couple of times.
Is it a very narrow driveway?
It's like just big enough for my car.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not all on me. So like that's embarrassing to me. But like when I have to leave in the middle of the day, then it is embarrassing because then people are out, they're mowing the grass, and then they're watching me literally take like 5 minutes. And I do the same thing as when parallel parking, I have to like pull up and then back up and then pull up some more, like because I have to straighten it out.
Yeah. I shouldn't be talking or judging about you backing out of your driveway because I'm the guy who actually got into an accident in my driveway.
And hit another car.
Hit another car. I told you this story, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
All right.
So that's what we're talking about. Things that shouldn't be embarrassing, but they feel embarrassing.
216-474-0104. What is that thing for you? What embarrasses you? It shouldn't be embarrassing.
But you're always like, oh my gosh, I hope nobody's watching right now.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Hey, look who's on the phone. It's Alyssa's new neighbor in Parma Heights. It's Jen. Jen, good morning.
Good morning.
Jen.
You feel like a what?
Stalker.
No, you guys are neighbors now. You should call in and participate with what's going on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa and Jen in Parma Heights.
And you just gave a great tip, too, about how to get out of my driveway without being embarrassed.
Yeah, I have to do that, too, because otherwise you just sit there and you wait. And it's like, okay, now I've been sitting here for, like, 10 minutes on trash day waiting to get out because everybody's driving down.
Yep. So you pull by your garage, pull into the lawn, and maneuver around so you can exit out front onto the street. That's smart.
Pull That's into the lawn?
Yeah, you know what? This is girl logic, yes.
You do not... Wait a minute. I want to make sure that I understand this correctly. You're saying back into the lawn with your tires on the lawn?
Well, I go in, like, front first a little bit, just, like, you know, so I can kind of where the driveway is a little bit wider, you kind of just pull into the grass maybe like a tiny bit and then back up and do like a little circle around.
Let's just be a little bit on the lawn, not like crazy.
I don't think you want to go onto your lawn at all with your car.
It's my lawn.
It's her lawn.
I can do whatever I want with it.
My grass is fine. I don't even have any like tire tracks in it. You're barely on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, that's actually a really good idea because, backing out of a driveway when it's like even a little bit long, I'm not good at it.
Okay, our driveways are very long, narrow, and nightmares.
Yes! Either I'm going to hit my neighbor's like meter of stuff, like I think it's like a water meter or an electric meter. Either I almost hit his meter or I'm going to hit the house, which, by the way, the house has marks on it already. Somebody else done did that.
Okay, so when you back up, Alyssa, do you have the rear view camera to help you?
Yes.
I have that too. And that's one of the reasons why Paula was so mad at me when I got into that accident in my driveway, because I wasn't looking into my rear view camera. I didn't see the car that had pulled into my driveway.
Oh, no, I use the camera. But like Jen is saying, it's the driveways are narrow. It's almost just big enough for my car to fit.
But also I get kind of messed up like in my head, like I see what's going on in the back.
Yeah.
But then I know I got to go right. But I'm looking in the camera and it's like, oh, wait, now am I supposed to go left? And then I get all screwed up. So I just turn my entire head around, like do it old school. Have you tried that?
Or I could just pull into the lawn a little bit.
Don't pull
into the garage.
Please don't pull into your lawn.
It's not what you want to do. I'm with Jen on this one.
All right, Jen.
She's the Parma Heights expert. I'm going to listen to her.
It's just chaos in Parma Heights. That's what it sounds like. Tire tracks in your lawn?
Whatever.
All your neighbors are getting upset? The Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.